Hey, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We are in Shara Bitochen, in the Psicha preface, in the Lev Tov edition, in my Lev Tov edition. It is page Resh Tzad Yudalid. Okay. So we began discussing last time the approach to Bitochen, and then the approach of bitachon versus hishtadlus, material efforts, in the world of lechayves halvavos. Now, lechayves halvavos, in a general way, as we explained, maintained that bitachon does not have to do with letting go of hishtadlus. Like, often when we ask the question of where's the place for bitachon and where's the place for hishtadlus, the general answer would be they don't have two different places. The way you're supposed to go about it is you do your hishtadlus. Bitachon means the understanding that you are in Hashem's hands, you're in good hands, and He is going to care for you in the best way possible. Hishtadlus means that we understand that Hashem expects us to go about tending to our material needs. Now, while tending to our material needs, we're still supposed to understand that we are in Hashem's hands, yet there's a certain duty that He wants us to do. There's a certain, the way the Mesilas Yesharim puts it, the way Ramchal puts it, Mesilas Yesharim, it's a certain tax that you have to pay. You have to make a reasonable material effort with the understanding that really this is not what makes or breaks it. This is not what makes it happen. It's just like a certain stipulation that Hashem put in place. Hashem said, I have what I have intended for you. And I have a stipulation. I expect you to go through certain material efforts in order to make it happen. Another way you might say it is that Hashem expects you to provide the natural cover, if you will, the derech hateva cover, if you will, for those material efforts, for what He has in mind for you. And you're supposed to go about those material efforts with the understanding that Hashem wants this of you and that it's still in His hands. So therefore, Bitachon and Hishtadlus, you know, having trust in Hashem while at the same time caring for yourself, are not two different tracks. On the contrary, the challenge is to be able to do both together, to be able to go about your material needs, to tend to them with the understanding that you remain in Hashem's hands. So that's why very often, in most cases, the question of where do you draw the line between bitachon and hishtadlus will not be relevant, because the answer will be do the hishtadlus, but do it with bitachon. But nevertheless, Chavis HaVavis does draw certain lines, and he says, you know what, at the end of the day, again, Hashem has what He has in mind for you. He just wants you to go through certain motions in order to give it a natural guise. So that has its limits. Hashem does not expect you to overturn everything. Hashem does not expect you to give up your own spiritual program in order to make those material efforts. Meaning, if we view it as an obligation, if we view it as an expectation of Hashem to go through those material motions, so we have to know where it rates on the expectation chart. Meaning, not every expectation is cardinal. There may be things that are higher on the priority list. So, therefore, the Chavis HaVavis says, yes, Hishtadlus is an expectation, but nevertheless, there are certain instances where Hashem says, yeah, but not at the expense of this and not at the expense of that. There are other expectations as well. Like, for example, just to use a very simplistic example, Hashem expects you to do Hishtadlus. Hashem expects you to put in material efforts. This does not mean that, for example, let's say those material efforts have to be made on Shabbos. So here, Hashem will say, here's where I draw the line. If when it comes to Shabbos, I don't expect those material efforts. It's not just that I prohibit them. It's that here, those material efforts are beyond what's required from you. And therefore, they're not really going to help you much. So the Chavos HaVavos is going to say other things. Now, to refine it a little bit, we all understand the case of Shabbos, but to refine it a bit, the Chavos HaVavos is going to teach us other things as well. He's going to teach us that the material efforts are not a requirement of such priority, they have to turn your whole life over for them. You're supposed to work toward your parnasa and work toward your health and take care of yourself within a framework of a comfortable life, meaning it's supposed to fit comfortably into a life of achievement in other areas, into a family life, into a life of spiritual productivity. But efforts that involve completely trumping all those other things, Chavos HaVavos will say, no, that's where the line of your material requirement ends. You don't have to go, you don't have to do more than that. So now let's see some examples that he gives of that. Here's where we begin. On page Resh Tzadi Dalet. Ach te'ales ha'bitochen bo'elom. So, some of the, again, if you remember the context of the discussion, we're discussing what are the material benefits of having bitochen. So he says, one of them is menuchas ha'lev min ha'da'ogos ha'ilomiyos. That a person's mind is at ease when it comes to material concerns. Vashalva minidnud. Sorry. I'm skipping to the next paragraph. Excuse me. This we read already. Mehen, one of the material benefits is menuchas hanefesh milechas b'adochem ha'achikim. That a person is at rest. He doesn't feel the need to embark on far travels for his parnasa. Asher himechalo hagufois umeheres hashlama simeachayim. He says, constant travel, when a person has to constantly be traveling to long distances, this wears a person down physically, and it shortens his life. Kama shenema, like it says in the pasuk, ino baderech koichi kitzar yomai. He afflicted my strength on the road, and he shortened my days. So, again, let's remember that we're talking about travel of earlier times. Travel of earlier times when a person was on very arduous, trips, which were very tough physically. Whether it was sea travel, whether it was road travel, it was dangerous. It was very, very physically taxing, and it was for weeks on end, and then a person was away for extended periods. And this took a toll on a person's health. And therefore, Chavos HaVavos is saying that this is already turning over your life in a way that this is beyond what Hashem expects of you when he says, I expect you to make material efforts in order to provide, a derech hateva, means of your sustenance. If this is what it entails, according to Chavos HaVavos, Hashem tells you, you're exempt, you don't have to do this, and you can wait to see how I'll provide for you. Now, how do we apply this today? So let's remind ourselves that it's not the same reality, but this is nevertheless a relevant point. It's not the same reality because travel today is simpler. It's still not easy, by the way. I'll note that, right? We all know that it's still not easy. But travel today is simpler. It may not be the same level of taxing. But nevertheless, the point remains that if there's a parnasa that entails turning over your life, that entails knocking out important aspects of life, the Chavos HaVavos is saying, don't do that. That's where you draw the line. These are not efforts that are expected of you. And now he gives an example. He says, V'ne'emar alecha min ha'pushim. The story is told about a certain pious man. Ki holach al eretz rechoikot, that he went to a faraway land, levakesh ha'teref t'tchilas prishusay, seeking sustenance. And it was in his early stages of piety. And he met a pagan. He was in a distant city, and he met a pagan there. So this pious man said to the pagan, "Kama atem betachlis ha'ivorein, umi utavono, ba'avoidaschem lakuchavim." He said, "Look how blind and how superstitious, how unintelligent is your worship." So amalei hamgoishi. So this pagan said to him, "Umat oivein, so who do you worship?" So amalei aposh. So the pious man said to him, "Ani oivid abayre, I worship the Creator, Hayochal, the all-capable Creator, Hamechalkel, who sustains, Ha'echad, the single one, Hamatrif, the one who provides food, Asher ein kamayu, that there is no one like him." So Amalayam Goishi, so the pagan says, "You just spoke about how capable your God is, and specifically how capable He is of providing for you, but your actions show the opposite." So the pious man said, "How's that?" So he said, "Ilu hayamasha amalta emes, if what you're saying is true, if he's so capable of providing for you, he could have provided for you in your hometown the same way he provided for you here. And if you really believed that, you wouldn't have bothered yourself to come to such a faraway land." So, this pious man was stumped. Vishovla outside, he went back home. Vikibala Prishus Vinaisahi, and he really applied himself to this piety from that point on. Vilayotsame Yurayakh, and he didn't leave his town again after that. So again, the way I'm understanding it, the point here is not travel per se. The point that the Chavos HaLevavos is making is that when it comes to the obligation to tend to your material needs, when it comes to the obligation to put in the material efforts for your needs, it does not override everything else. It doesn't. It's not something that comes at the expense of a normal, healthy life. And if the only parnasa options are those that do require you to turn all of life upside down, not to live a normal, healthy life, then don't take those options. This is where you draw the line, and you say, "Here, I'm going to have bitachim. This is not something that Hashem expects of me, and what Hashem wants for me will be that what it may be." So that's his point here. He says that the person with bitachim gains materially because of the fact that he does not feel the need to go so overboard. He'll do things that are reasonable. He'll do things that work with his life. But he's not going to go so overboard and at the expense of everything else for Parnasa. Okay. Now, similarly, so he gave the example of travel, but he gives another similar example with other things, the same concept. Umehen, another material benefit of bitachon is menuchas hanefesh v'aguf min ha'masim ha'koshim v'amelochas ha'meyagos v'agufos. He will also be at peace. He won't bother himself with difficult, strenuous jobs that wear a person down and are not good, not healthy for him. Meaning, again, there are jobs that are hazardous to your health. There are jobs that take a significant toll on a person's health. Here as well, the person with bitachon will say, "Hashem does not expect me to do in my health, to do in my physical well-being for parnasa. He expects me to find a parnasa that I can apply myself to comfortably, and that's all." So yeah, he will not find himself in a job that's taking such a heavy toll on him. He won't take such a job. He said, "This is beyond what Hashem expects of me." Another interesting point. He will avoid jobs that have intrigue, that have he'll avoid, you know, if we put it into contemporary terms, he'll avoid politics. Because jobs in royal courts, etc., or in politics, they get messy. They may not be physically arduous, but emotionally they'll take a toll. There's all the, you know, there's all kinds of backstabbing, and there's all kinds of you know, ins and outs and wiliness, etc. And it can take a serious emotional toll on a person, and also it can get a person into all kinds of different disputes and feuds, etc., etc., all the political cheshbonos. And therefore, once again, he's not going to involve himself in that. This is something that's going to take an emotional / spiritual toll on my life that isn't going to be healthy. And once again, this is beyond what Hashem expects. So he's not going to involve himself in politics. He won't take a job in a royal court, etc. Now, I want to note that this, we're talking in terms of parnasa. Sometimes there may be a certain need for a person to move into that role because for the community's benefit, etc. Okay, sometimes a person is needed to advocate for the Jewish people in these spheres. That's a different story. But the Chavetz Chaim is here is talking in terms of parnasa requirements. Parnasa requirements do not require you, or put it this way, Hashem's expectation for you to care, to tend to your own material needs, does not require you to take jobs that will have a significant negative spiritual or emotional toll on you. So, therefore, he continues and says, "Abetach b'Hashem, a person with proper bitachon, who tovem yisibay sateref, mashiyesh b'yisem menucha legufay v'shem tovay." He will involve himself with means of parnasa that provide him with a comfortable existence physically, and also will preserve his good name, his good reputation. He won't involve himself in anything shady and anything dubious. Upnai leliboy, he'll also make sure that to, again, the expectation of panasa does not require you to come to a situation where you have absolutely no time for anything else. He leaves time for a spiritual regimen in his life. He leaves time for contemplation. Umashu mefik yosel chavis tevasei miyosem unosoi. Also, he will only choose a job that is compatible with his principles, with his faith, that won't be an environment that is not good for his spiritual well-being. Again, the bottom line of all this is the understanding that, yes, there's an expectation for me to care for myself materially, but that doesn't override everything else. And when a person has proper bitachon, he's able to comfortably put it in its place and say, yes, but there are higher priorities. Healthy life is a higher priority. Relatively comfortable life is a higher priority. A normal family life is a higher priority. And a productive spiritual life is also a higher priority. I will take a parnasa that comfortably fits in with these things. It could be conscientious, diligent approach. A person may have to work 8 hours a day, but he's not going to do something that's going to do himself in all these areas. If that's what it takes, he's going to say, okay, I've been talking to Hashem. This is not what he expects of me to do. Now I leave it to him to provide for me in the way that he sees fit. Okay, we're in the middle of this point, but we will continue with Bli Neder tomorrow.